This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Town Hall.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so we got some breaking news. All right, President Obama has nominated Merrick Garland, an appellate court judge, for the Supreme Court. And Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the Senate will not consider his nomination. They said he said the Senate will revisit the matter when the next president nominates someone. Okay, not President Obama. So the American people may well elect a president who decides to nominate Judge Garland for Senate consideration. The next president may also nominate somebody very different. Now, you know, they say I don't know much about Judge Merrick Garland. They say he's moderate. I don't know moderate by whose calculations. I'm not sure. Okay, I haven't looked at the history, and that's what I'm actually looking up now. I have the Dr. Dahlia news team all over it. But, you know, I'm not surprised. I mean, you know, the president, it's only March. So, I mean, he's got how many more months? He's got 10 more months in office. So are we going to go another 10 months without somebody being on the Supreme Court to change it from being even to back to the 9 sitting members? But I kind of like the idea of waiting as well, please. Okay. All right. We have had some, you know, very, very interesting sorts of rulings, especially when it came to Obamacare. And I would like, I hate to even talk about this because a judge should be neutral and impartial. And I just don't get it how many of them vote, right, and or rule based on who put them up to the Supreme Court. I don't get that. Okay, I mean, you know, I understand there's, you know, law could be interpreted, you know, many different ways. I get that. But you would think that there would be such a divide among the liberal judges and the conservative judges. Okay, there really shouldn't be liberal and conservative judges. It should be neutral, more moderate. So I don't know much about him. He's 63 years old. He's currently chief judge of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia. And, of course, he was picked to replace the long-serving Justice Antonin Scalia, who died on February 13th. So, I mean, Obama waited about a month. You know, let me see. Obama said, I selected a nominee who is widely recognized not only as one of America's sharpest legal minds, but somebody who brings to his work a spirit of decency, modesty, integrity, even-handedness, and excellence. These qualities and his long commitment to public service have earned him the respect and admiration and admiration of leaders from both sides, Democrats and Republicans. So Senate confirmation obviously is required for any nominee to join the bench. And usually the Senate will, you know, with President Obama's former picks, Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, you know, usually whoever the president wants, they get. And I was discussing how I don't know if whoever gets nominated first is going to want that because they're going to be axed before they even get a chance. So many people are like, you know what, make me the third nominee. Okay, put me last on the list. And, you know, Garland, white male. I've, you know, predicted that what probably will happen is there's going to be a, and I don't want to use the term minority because now whites are a minority from what we're hearing, but it's going to be a more, diverse nominee, my guess, a couple nominees down, so that when the Republicans say no, 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 right before the election, then, Hillary, or whoever obviously is running, my guess, Hillary, can say, look, they're anti-women, or they're anti-Jewish, or they're anti-Latino, or they're anti, you know. So it'll be interesting. So interesting case, all right, or interesting choice, And we'll see what happens with that and if it will go anywhere. I'm also wondering how the Senate's going to do that. Will the Senate just sit out saying, sorry, no, no, no? Or will the hearings still continue? You know, or are they going to say, no, we're not even going to do the hearings? All right, so a lot of interesting wins yesterday. John Kasich beats Trump out in Ohio yesterday. Hillary Clinton had multiple victories. So did Donald Trump. And unfortunately, Marco Rubio has suspended his campaign. For him to lose in Florida was pretty humiliating. And I got to tell you, man, I mean, the way he handled himself on the debates, he was impressive. And I don't know if it was his stance on immigration. I don't know if it was his, you know, the fact that he looked younger than us. I mean, I think he's my age, but I think a lot of people, you know, they're more attracted to somebody older, you know, running the country. And then, of course, his voting record, not being in the Senate as often as he other, I guess, of his colleagues have been. So Clinton took huge strides taking Florida, North Carolina. I think there's still a couple too close to call. We're going to give you, you know, keep you posted on that. Kasich held his own in his own state. I mean, whew. Okay, I mean, I don't know how much of he has a chance long term, but I knew, okay, he wasn't going to drop out until he knew he could win Ohio. But now he's got a lot of momentum. All right. Trump, I guess, lost the 66 delegates to Ohio, but he still gained more, taking Florida's 99 delegates. And they still have a ways to go. Right now, Senator Ted Cruz and Trump are neck and neck in Missouri. And they're, I guess, from what we understand, Clinton or Trump is just, I believe, maybe like 1,800 votes ahead per the last time I've looked. So we'll see. So the vote counting still continues. Clinton has a tight lead as well. Boy, Missouri, that's interesting. Even for the Democrats, it's neck and neck. So GOP leaders, they may now look to Kasich to beat Trump over Ted Cruz. Marco Rubio said he is going to join the Stop Trump movement. People don't like him. Yeah, you just kind of wonder, you know, is this something that the liberal media wanted the whole time? You know, we're going to go really, really easy on Trump. Yeah, we got some real good bombshells to drop. But right now, let's just be nice. Let's let him knock every other contender out. And then we're going to drop a bunch on him. Because, you know, if you've noticed, you really haven't heard any skeletons in his closet, nothing like that yet. So it'll be an interesting race. We'll keep you posted. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Bye now. Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, really quickly, before we get to medical news, I love movies, and I really love the Indiana Jones movie. So I was ecstatic when I heard that Steven Spielberg and Harrison Ford are going to reunite for a fifth Indiana Jones movie, and I know it's going to be nothing like the older ones, and even the fourth sequel still left a lot to be desired, but I think they did a good job, and, you know, with all the swagger and, you know, dapperness that Harrison Ford has, I still think it's going to be a great movie. So apparently, the fifth Indiana Jones film is going to debut July 19th, 2019. According to Walt Disney Studios, 2019, Harrison Ford is 73 years old now, so he's going to be 77 when the new movie is released. They say the other four films have already brought in nearly $2 billion at the global box office. They say, they've been talking about this, that the new Indiana Jones, maybe Chris Pratt, who was in Guardians of the Galaxy. A little scruffy, a little smart-alecky, athletic, you know, just exactly what Harrison Ford, you know, has epitomized. All right, so they say Indiana Jones is one of the greatest heroes in cinematic history, and we can't wait to bring him back on the screen in 2019. We couldn't be more excited to embark on this adventure with an archaeologist and explorer who was introduced 35 years ago in 1981's Raiders of the Lost Ark. It's been 35 years. Don't we feel old? And now ranked number 60 on the American Film Institute's 100 Greatest Films of All Time. So, yeah, we'll see. I just, you know, he's still got it. He has still got it. And look at this, guys. He's 73. All right? Okay? I mean, you know, he just finished filming Star Wars, although I don't want to ruin it for you guys, but I don't know if he's going to be in the future Star Wars. And then, yeah, probably. You know, they always bring people back. You know how that is. You know how that goes. But I can't say anything because some of you guys still, how could you have not seen Star Wars yet? Come on, people. And then, yeah, look, we're living longer, okay? That's just proof that we're living longer. Many of you, like me, have been following the O.J. Simpson movie, the FX O.J. Simpson movie, and how that has, you know, brought back the history of the O.J. Simpson trial. Very interesting episode yesterday. I think you guys are going to like it a lot. Again, I don't want to ruin it for you, but I'm not really spoiling anything because, you know, they're kind of going back to history. But basically, it's part of the trial. When Darden wants to have O.J. Simpson try on the gloves, which to me look like they fit, but that's just me. And Marcia Clark, prosecuting attorney, said no way. And Johnny Cochran appears to finagle a way to convince Darden to go ahead and have O.J. Simpson try on the gloves. It was Shapiro's idea to have O.J. Simpson try on the gloves because he said they couldn't fit him. From what I'm understanding, the true story was that Judge Ito wanted O.J. Simpson to try on the gloves so that it wasn't a manipulation from Johnny Cochran. But overall, the story is still good. And the reason why I say that is because, you know, I get very nervous when a lot of us are watching a show about something historical and then they put something in there that was false. Another thing that they started to allude to is that there was going to be some lovey-dovey between Marcia Clark and co-prosecutor Dearden. And we didn't see any of that because I was like, oh, no way. Did they? What? You know, I was like, wow. Okay, both of them, very smart people. I sincerely doubt they did anything until after the case. I mean, you know how disastrous that could be? Yeah, I don't know. Here's the thing. I've always worked with my husband. You know, so I haven't worked in a scenario where you guys are working on a case, and you, but then again, I mean, I'm a doctor, so what? You know, in the middle of surgery? Okay, hold on, we're gonna go do some lovey-dovey. No, that won't happen. So, people working together, you know, some of you have written me about coworkers that you guys are falling for because you work together. It's very natural to fall for people you work with. I mean, I still think my husband's very sexy, and we've been married 20 years because I get to look at him every day, you know? So I'm like, oh, honey, I dropped my pen. Can you pick up my pen? And he grumbles, but then I get to look at his tushy. You know what I mean? It's my hubby. He got cute tushy. He does. He really has a cute tushy. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But we need to revisit again dating coworkers. I think it's a very, very bad idea. But when you have somebody say, Dahlia, he's the one or she's the one, you know, how do you not? YOLO, you only live once. I was watching my kids' lacrosse game. And the kids on both teams were screaming, YOLO, YOLO, YOLO. And I didn't realize what it was at first because I'm like, okay, well, there's got to be some kid out there by the name of YOLO that they want the lacrosse ball shot to. And I couldn't see whose name was YOLO. And then I realized what they were saying, you only live once, okay? And take the shot. So now when you have somebody standing there looking around to see who they could pass to, by the way, lacrosse, I think is very similar to hockey, basketball, volleyball. You got the goal, but you need somebody. You run basically the lacrosse ball down, and then you need somebody near the goal, near the crease, to throw it to or pitch it to, throw the lacrosse ball into, so they slam it in. It's very similar to volleyball. Unfortunately, I don't see a lot of that. I see a lot of people go for the drive. You know, it all depends on coaching styles. But I was getting mad that, you know, you didn't see anybody just standing right there in front of the goal. Have somebody right there in front of the goal that you could pitch the ball to, and then, boom, they could slam it in. So I'm not sure what's going on. But hearing these kids scream, YOLO, YOLO, YOLO. Watch these kids and teenagers now. This next generation, this YOLO thing, Y-O-L-O, that apparently people are texting all the time, is kind of the banner, the new motto of the latest generation. Maybe not millennials. Millennials, I think, are supposed to be already adults, but the new teens, our new generation, right, after the millennials. And you only live once, so make the shot. That's good, and then it's also bad. So kids made the shot, they missed, but they lived. Well, you know, when it comes to relationships now, at work, you know, you only live once. I would hate to think, all right, and mind you, okay, so I'm 44 years old now, all right, but don't tell anybody, okay, I'm trying to tell everybody I'm 29. Okay, so that's just our secret. And I've kind of put on a lot of miles to know that you do only live once. You know, having seen friends die already, and you're like, okay, I don't know how much longer I have on this earth. Yeah, you know, we got Harrison Ford, you know, making his fifth Indiana Jones movies, you know, when he's 73, and we had Nancy Reagan live to her 90s, and Supreme Court justices, now what, they're like 120 years old sitting on that bench. So, I mean, we're living longer. And so you don't want to make mistakes, but I got to tell you, you know, worried that you're going to lose your job may not be that much of a fear for many people anymore. You know, I mean, here I was a couple years ago, in fact, you know, a few months ago, going, look, it's not worth it. Okay, you like your job, you don't date at the office, you never dip your pen in the company ink, you don't poop where you sleep, all those sayings, you got a job, you got a career. The problem is I'm talking to a lot of you where you don't really like the job. You're only in that job temporarily. You got that job during the recession. So this is a job that you really don't care about keeping. Economy is getting a little bit of a boost before the big trifecta. And I told you guys what the big trifecta is going to be. Okay, the big trifecta is robots taking over jobs, right? Automated machines taking over jobs. We're hearing a lot of bartenders in my neck of the woods maybe getting fired because there's alcohol dispensing machines going to take over. So we got the big trifecta with the economy. Machines taking over worker jobs. We got commercial real estate not being filled because people can shop online. Why walk into a Best Buy? Many of them are fearful, prefer to just shop online. And then, of course, you have the housing market where the baby boomers are aging out of their houses, and we don't have enough of the other generation to move in to all those houses. So we'll have a housing crisis. So that's the trifecta that I predict is going to mess with the recession. And cause us to have a huge recession, if not depression, soon. But many of you guys are working at a job where you're like, Dahlia, I'm just here to pay the bills. So there's somebody here I like a lot, YOLO. And you know what? Maybe you're right. I mean, you know, I mean, if you're not really that worried about, you know, your career and, you know, and you really think that person's the one and you really, really like them, people have found their spouses and their amours at work. It happens. I'd still caution it if you want to be in that job long term. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. YOLO.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm. with Principal Austin Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dives deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking it in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We take your questions and your calls. You could always email us at drdahlia.com, and we have a couple emails to get to, but let's go to the phone lines first at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hello, Dr. Dahlia. My name is Tony, and I'm calling you because I had a colonoscopy a couple of years ago at a certain hospital here in town, which is a big one, and they did a good job, but they kept me in a coma or a medically induced coma or kept me sedated unconsciously for 6 months. And after that, you know, I had the worst experience of my life in that hospital. Jeez. And the care, the doctor did a great job, the surgeon did, but the aftercare was horrible, and I've called you before, and I told you that they were very rude to me, and I told you I was the guy that they said they hated and everything. And the problem is now I have to go for a colon resection surgery by the same surgeon, which is fine, but he insisted it has to be done at the same hospital. and I'm extremely afraid. I'm frightened to death, and I've been putting it off, you know, for the last 6 months to a year now. I'm extremely frightened to go back to that hospital to have my colon resection surgery because I don't want to go through the same experience I've had where I was kept sedated and unconscious. I was so thirsty. They were rude to me. They were mean. They told me they hated me. The nurses and the CNAs, and I'm frightened to death. Can you give me any advice?
No, I appreciate it. I think you listened to the late night show on KDWN, and so, yes, I would love to talk to you when I'm live in the mornings. I do remember you calling. I do remember discussing this a while back, and I'm glad you called back. So first of all, you shouldn't have had any experience such as that. And I don't know if you have done this already, but I would have immediately, and you could still do this, write a letter to the administration of the hospital and let them know what happened. Nobody should be fearful of going back to a hospital. And if you live in my neck of the woods, and if you do live in Las Vegas, all our hospitals are phenomenal. And so if there is, I can't think of one hospital that's bad. Meaning, if this happened at one of our quote-unquote phenomenal hospitals, I bet administration would be all over it. Now, what's very frightening is you now have to have a colon resection, so part of your colon taken out, and your doctor, because I think what I had said a while back, this was months ago, to tell your doctor you don't want to go there and find a new hospital. I mean, get your doctor in on this decision-making. But you just said that your doctor says, sorry, that's a hospital you have to go to. So then two things come to mind. Either A, this is the only hospital he has privileges at, which is kind of odd. Most doctors have, if you have privileges at one, you pretty much have privileges at multiple because of insurance companies. You know, I mean, some insurance companies will let you go to one group of hospitals, some insurance companies won't allow you to. So most doctors have privileges at multiple hospitals. So it's either that, where he just can't operate at another hospital, or his anesthesiologist that he works with, he only prefers at that one place. Or your insurance company is extremely restrictive, and you don't have any other choices. Now, if you do have choices, then I would say, use that opportunity to make your choice. And if your surgeon says no, you know, you're going to go back to the place that you were in a coma for 6 months and you were treated badly, I would maybe say, can I get a different surgeon? I mean, I still don't understand why you were in a coma for 6 months. What happened? I'm not saying it was the doctor's fault or anything, but, I mean, that was a bad, if it was a complication that was hospital-related, you know, I would say, you know, even if it had nothing to do with the error, just luck alone, I would say let's just, you know, try our luck someplace else. So I'm a little shocked that you're having so much resistance from your doctor. So what I would do is find out who who your other hospital options are, who your other doctor options are, and talk to the administrator. Your last resort is you contact the administrator and you tell them exactly what happened at your last visit and say, unfortunately, you're kind of being forced to have another surgery there. How do you ensure that this doesn't happen again? And then finally, because I know a lot of people are probably listening to this, like, I frightened beyond belief that you had to have an experience such as this. You need to have a patient advocate there. Basically, you need a family member. And you need a family member there with you most of the time. I understand visiting hours, they'll kick you out. But this way, if you're thirsty, that family member could help get you ice chips and help get you, I mean, if it's that bad where the nurses won't heed to your request for something to drink. Now, mind you, sometimes you aren't allowed to get anything to drink because you're supposed to be NPO, where you're not supposed to have anything in your system because in case you have to go back for surgery, et cetera, it can cause you to, unfortunately, vomit it up and then it go into your lungs and then cause pneumonia and some sort of other issues. But if you, I mean, if you're allowed to eat and drink, I don't understand why they would prevent you. Yeah, there's some hospitals that are short-staffed, but I've never heard of anything like that in my neck of the woods. So my guess is there was a real bad apple that was on your team, or a few bad apples on your team, and that administrator needs to know. So that's my advice. Check with your insurance if you have any other options, whether it's another option for a hospital or another option for a surgeon. Get the hospital administrator involved, and, you know, tell your surgeon, no, and tell him, you know, look, I cannot go to that hospital. I was so traumatized there. If you can't go anywhere else, then who else can do this surgery? I think that's YOLO, you only live once, okay? Now I'm going to be saying it all the time. Look, I gotta look cool like the young kids. But good luck with that. Please keep us posted. And, yeah, wow. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Call us with your questions, and you could also email us at drdahlia.com. Yeah, I want to be positive with you guys, and I want to tell you that you have choices and to, you know, make demands. And I know what the situation is. I mean, we're going socialized. You guys have to take what you could get. I have to take what I could get, and it's frustrating. We had choices. We had some pretty phenomenal choices, and we lost them, and we're never going to get them back. Okay, I mean, the way our health insurance was maybe in the 90s and the early 2000s, if for those of us that enjoyed benefits, we're not going to get it back. For those of us that didn't have any benefits, we're like, well, we don't need them back because, you know, we had a crappy time anyway. Insurance companies were still giving us a hard time. I think the only way to win is to come up with a system where we don't need insurance companies. Okay, I mean, the more middlemen, the more government, the more bureaucracy, the worse it is. I think we should have just have no insurance companies and have cash prices for everything, okay? And payment plans, and the cash price is not going to be, don't panic, it's not going to be the cash price that's being given to insurance companies. It's going to, so like, for example, many doctors charge at base $150 to $200 for an office visit. Why? Because insurance companies turn around and only pay them $2 or $10 or whatever. Let's go to a $25 office rate, $25, okay? You guys could get your own insurance company plans that may reimburse you, or health savings accounts or whatever, but you go to the doctor, it's $25 for a 10-15-minute visit, okay? Doctors will say, wait a second, I'm not going to only make $100 an hour. Okay, you get to have less staff, less billing staff. You get your money right there. I mean, how much money are doctors already making? We're not even bringing in more than that with most insurance companies. So don't worry about what we get paid. And I don't know. That's 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny, or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Welcome back to Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. One of my listeners named Pammy wrote me, it's kind of a long email, so I won't go through the whole thing, but the gist of it is her mother is an alcoholic and in complete denial. She's 79 years old, lives with her father. The father has health issues like diabetes and high blood pressure, but the stress of taking care of the mom is really weighing on the dad, and now the sister and Pammy are worried about taking care of both of them, mom and dad. Sounds like mom drinks a fifth of straight vodka every day, smokes close to a couple packets of cigarettes a day, doesn't seem to eat well, I think is in adult diapers, bleeding rectally, and so she's fallen, has been taken to the ER, and but no one's helping her. And unfortunately has lost a lot of weight, and I guess Medicare is not going to cover the help that they need to give her. So what does she do? Yeah, this is tough. What do you do when you have a family member who's an alcoholic and killing themselves? That's tough. That is, we've talked about this. What I did is I gave her a bunch of hotlines to call, because I want her to get treatment as much as she can get. The mom to get treatment. But what do you do as a family member? Okay, one thing you have to realize is a lot of us have to realize is, it's our responsibility, we feel, to save the alcoholic, but we can't. Okay? There's only so much we can do. If you're the daughter, the son, the sister, the spouse, you can't save them. Okay? You're going to feel guilty. But you just can't. And you are probably one of the worst people to be in the position to help them, because they, many times with their addiction, is going to prey on your sympathy. And so, in fact, many times family members become enablers. And so you're like, okay, you know what? I don't want them to die by doing this incorrectly. And so if I just stop alcohol altogether, they could go through DTs and die. So I don't want to do that. So let me give them alcohol. So I get out of the situation. You need to get other help. Okay? Because you're not going to be the one to save them. I mean, once either the doctor or the support group or AA, they'll teach you how to be involved. But not recruiting help and you thinking you're the one that's going to do this, it's just too much for anyone to bear. They say there's meetings, Al-Anon family groups. These are meetings that, I guess, and groups that help family members interact with the person who's, suffering from alcoholism. I hate using the term alcoholic. They use this term a lot. It's more for, semantics, but I'd rather say a person who is battling alcoholism or an addiction to alcohol. But if I say the word accidentally alcoholic, I hate doing that because I don't like to brand that as their, those were the terms we always used to use. Somebody's alcoholic. That person is a male. That person is a female. That person is a Catholic. That person is a loving mother. That person is a vet. And in addition to their whole gamut of aspects to who they are, they also are battling an alcohol addiction. Now, that's another thing, too. Okay? Alcohol consumes you, not only physically, but psychologically. And so the patients will go, I'm an alcoholic. So I'm an alcoholic, that's who I am. No, you aren't. You're a woman. You're a Jew. You're a daughter. No, that's not who you are. But that's who they believe they are because it runs their life. It's an evil. So there are, it's called Al-Anon, A-L-A-N-O-N, family groups. Okay? They say don't give money. Okay, many of them will want money. It's tough. I hate to say this because they cut, if they're cut off completely, they could, unfortunately seize. But providing money is something that you could say no to. Okay? If they're, however, in the hospital and need help with their rehab or medical bills, okay, that you could say that. I'm not going to give you money to go to the doctor. I'm going to go with you to the doctor, or I'm going to pay the doctor myself. I've talked to you guys about a lot of scams out there with people pretending to have cancer. And so they ask neighborhoods and churches for money. And what I always say is, look, we'll just go to the doctor's office and pay the doctor bill. We're not going to put our money into an account for you. We're going to go, tell us what doctor's office, where's the bill, sign something that we can help with your bill that's accruing, and we have some sort of financial authority, and we will send payments to your medical clinic. That's the same thing you could do with somebody dealing with alcohol, okay? All right, and then many people that suffer from alcoholism, they know that it's wrong, but they don't know it's hurting you, okay? And sometimes that could be the convincing agent to, you know, to get them to kind of move forward. So, you know, I would suggest, you know, sitting down and talking to them and going, look, you know, it's affecting all of us. Unfortunately, an addiction, they feel guilty after that. And then many times they feel so guilty that they'll turn to drinking. Interventions with family members, making sure families and friends are there. They don't want to be alone, knowing that they have people there. You know, go with them to meetings, okay? But you cannot blame yourself. You know, sometimes, you know, you can't be taken down with them, all right? I've had family members where it brought me down with them, and I had to get myself out of the situation and help from afar. And sometimes that's what you have to do. There are many people out there that unfortunately either they're negative energy or they're just blatantly bring you down with them, and you can't be a victim as well. So you need to be able to separate yourself, and you know, Anonymous, Alcoholics Anonymous, they are really, really helpful. There's tons of tons of what. And for any of you guys unfortunately going through any of this, let me know and I'll send you guys hotlines. So there's like the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, SAMHSA. Okay, SAMHSA. They have a national helpline, 24/7, 365 days a year. All right, it's a national helpline. They have English, Spanish. It's for individuals and family members dealing with mental health, substance use disorders, a variety of things. They have support groups, local treatment facilities, know where community-based organizations are. Because many of you are like, okay, well, I live in Winnemucca. I don't know where I could go. They'll tell you where the nearest place you could go is. Very, very helpful. Let me see. Your doctor, the family doctor. So a family doctor, internist, may know where to send them. Local psychiatric hospitals, you know, sometimes you'll have to bring them in, and these psychiatric facilities will be able to make them an inpatient. I don't understand why Medicare isn't covering. Okay, I thought we were supposed to have some sort of substance abuse coverage. All right, so I'm not sure what that, why that's lacking in Pammy's family's situation. But there's also National Alcoholism and Substance Abuse Information Center that also has a database of all the alcohol and treatment centers. In fact, they have chat, they have searches, etc. I wouldn't just go and search. I would actually get on the phone with somebody and let them help you. And these are toll-free helplines. You know, these are funded by the government, funded by private organizations that are there to help you and the family. And good for you for reaching out to me. I'm sorry that you guys are going through this. But again, you got to take care of Dad, you got to take care of yourselves, and you want to take care of her. I've seen too many people kill themselves with alcohol, and it's, you know, you don't want to throw on the towel, but you need to get other people to help you. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled SACROWEDGY.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.